Been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the January 12th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've opened a little flattish. Let's call it flattish right now. On the Dow, it's up 2 points. Nothing to get too excited about there, but we'll see. It's all about the close. We are back above 31,000, however. Well, we were there yesterday, too. We're 31,009 right now. Look at that S&P 500. It's up a point. That puts it at 3,800 on the nose. The NASDAQ up 25 points right now. Doing best of all, it's up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is still above 13,000. It's at 13,057. Over at the small cap index, the Russell 2K, it's at 2,100 now, 2,106. It's having the best day of all. It's up 0.75%. That puts it up 15 points right now. Crude oil, which many are bullish on this year, and the crude oil stocks. We'll talk about that during the show. 52.60 right now. That's a high print in some time here. It's up 35 cents today. You've got gold down $8.30 to 18.42. You've got silver up 4 cents to 25.33. You've got the euro flat against the dollar. You've got the 10-year yield. Boy, this is a the highest prints I've seen in a long time, 1.16. Yes, still relatively low, but, you know, we got clear down to, a quarter of a percent or 0.3%. We're at 1.16. And Bitcoin, which got hit yesterday, is down $2,300 again today to 33,745. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend a little bit about my concerns with three things. One was Tesla. I said, in my lifetime, I have never seen a bigger bubble in a single stock. Oh, maybe there have been. But I'm talking about a bubble that has been sustained now for quite some time, and it just keeps growing. It did come down a little bit yesterday, but I got to say, you know, 23 years in the business, it's one of the biggest bubbles I've ever seen. It's now at $800 billion. Would I short it? No. You know, it's just run over like a bulldozer, the shorts along the way. But it does worry me about the overall state of the market right now. Well, I also stated my worries about the forward PE of the market right now, which is hitting a 10-year high. That's a little bit worrisome. The market definitely has a valuation problem right now. It doesn't mean every stock within the market has a valuation problem. But with Dow at 31,000, with S&P at 3,800, the risk-to-reward ratio is definitely not what it was back in March of last year. And the other worry I had was Bitcoin. And I mentioned that in my newsletter over the weekend. Well, Bitcoin's down quite a bit since then. Down another 2282. It's down 6.3%. Someone asked me on my on Twitter yesterday, or I don't remember where it was. One of my subscribers asked me, is Bitcoin a buy on this pullback? And I said, well, with your gambling money, with your Las Vegas money, that's what I consider Bitcoin to be. I can't put a valuation on it. I've heard all of these lofty prices put on it, $400,000, you know, going to $100,000, $200,000. Well, it's at $33,783. I know it's about supply and demand and all of that, but if push comes to shove, we'll see down the road. It's currently at 33,814. That was another worry I had, okay? But at the same time, you know, based on the current earnings estimates out there for next year, and more importantly, the year after that, 2022, for this year and next year, 2022, we can still make a case for the S&P going above 4,000. But it gets harder and harder to make that case if we see a tax hike, if we see a corporate tax hike in the coming months. So we have to stay on guard. We have to be alert right now. Yesterday, the market pulled back a bit from record highs. We saw a sell-off in Tesla. It snapped an 11-day win streak yesterday, but it's back up again today. Pretty hard to keep a frothy stock down right now. You've got some sell-off yesterday in well, some of the big tech, you know, especially Twitter. Twitter was down quite a bit after taking its action against President Trump. Amazon has also weakened quite a bit. Facebook looks terrible. That's just a terrible chart. It just may be sector rotation out of the FANG stocks, which had a tremendous year last year. It was all about large cap tech last year. But that doesn't mean that that trend is going to continue in 2021. Markets rotate. And that's the beauty of the Best Stocks Now app. It's a relative ranking system, one against another. And I am seeing some rotation right now. And I think it's a good time to have an evaluation, a review of your current portfolio, because there is going to be some rotation here in 2021. And we have been offering appointments with a couple of my guys there, Paul and Barry. They're very busy, and they're booked most of the week. But if you'd like to set up an appointment early on here in 2021, rather, to check where your current, you know, where your current situation, your current portfolio sits, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Of course, yesterday you had the impeachment move. You've still got political turmoil going on. There were some tweets at the end of the day about Trump being arrested. Pelosi seems to have disappeared from the scene. There's a lot going on in the background of the market. I just keep my eyes glued on stock charts and valuations and obviously news from different sources from around the world that I try to focus on raw news and make up my own decisions. Energy led the market yesterday by a wide margin, the oil stocks. I would just say that they weren't very good stocks before COVID came along. It seems like between COVID and the move towards, you know, carbon neutral, that seems to be the wind in the face of the oil stocks. But I can also see some reasons why folks are buying them. They worry about inflation right now, which could stoke the oil prices going higher. And, of course, if you go about banning fracking in the U.S. and shutting down some of the drilling that's going on, that will definitely put upward pressure on oil prices because it will decrease supply. But when I look at that demand side of the equation, it's hard for me to get too excited about the oil stocks, even though they are being traded here right now and being bought. We had Boeing obviously hitting the Dow yesterday. How's Boeing doing today? BA, big member of the Dow, another Max, 737 Max. It's rebounding a little bit today. It's up a point. And, of course, we still don't know what brought that plane down. They have recovered the black box. And we will see, hopefully, in the near future, what exactly did. Will they ground the 737s again? We'll just have to see. China had a good night overnight, up 2.2%. Hong Kong up 1.3%. Europe flat. We had one of our first economic numbers of the week yesterday. Small business optimism falls sharply in December. Well, I got to believe that's a lot about COVID and the shutdowns. And now we hear Governor Cuomo reversing himself on the shutdowns. Maybe he sees what it's doing to the state of New York, their revenues coming in. New York City kind of desolate right now compared to what it once was. Small business optimism falls sharply in December, yet the small cap stocks seem to be doing just fine right now. When we come back, there's a lot of individual stocks, including one of the biggest companies around in the U.S., making a big play into the electric vehicle space. Why not? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the market's gotten a little lift here. The Nasdaq's now up 45. The Dow up 60 right now, and the S&P is up 7. So definitely a positive bent right now to the market. All right, what else is happening? Well, you've got a lot of controversy surrounding the big companies that are now going to suspend political funding. More companies joining in. Marriott announced yesterday they would do it. J.P. Morgan. Today, the bandwagon is gathering more riders on that wagon. American Airlines, Archer Daniels Midland, BlackRock, Boston Scientific, BP, Charles Schwab, ConocoPhillips, Facebook, Google, Kroger, Marathon Oil, Microsoft, Union Pacific, and U.S. Bancorp, and UPS. They will suspend donations to Republicans. I don't know if they were giving donations to Republicans or not before this, but that seems to be a big movement right now taking place. Also, you've got Twitter suspending 70,000 QAnon accounts. Parler suing Amazon. You've got a war going on in social media right now. Airbnb to review DC bookings for hate groups activity before the inauguration. There's fear that there may be more violence around January 20th. What is that, a week and one day from today? The U.S. steel companies, they want Biden to keep the Trump tariffs. Well, I guess that is good for them. They benefit from tariffs on cheap Chinese imports. And the steel stocks have been very strong recently. A lot of 52-week highs. U.S. Steel, which is X. Cleveland-Cliffs, which is CLF, Nucor, which is NUE, Steel Dynamics, which is STLD. I don't think that's a sustainable rally, however, in my opinion. You know, you see a lot of these sectors get real hot for a while. Last week it was the 3D printer. Somebody asked me, what's your favorite 3D printer stock? And I said, well, you know, these companies have been around for a long time. There hasn't really been one that's been highly profitable with growing earnings and this and that. It's kind of like a fad that comes along. I feel the same way about the energy stocks right now. And I have seen a time. There was a time I made a lot of money when we had an extreme move in commodity prices. I remember when U.S. Steel was one of my biggest holdings, but that was back like 2006, somewhere in that area. And that was when China was booming and cranes dotted their skyline and cement and crane stocks and steel stocks and everything commodity. was the place to be in the market, and the app pointed that out to me. At this point in time, it looks more like a flash in the pan, but I'm open. My mind is open if this can continue. I've just seen a big run-up in these stocks recently, and I'm not really being able to justify that with the valuations right now. There's a lot happening in the biotech industry today. T2 Biosystems, that's T-T-O-O. I thought it was a tattoo parlor in San Diego, but it's not. T-T-O-O. Wow, that's pretty good. That's a 23% move. They have a test that can detect the variants of the virus. And, of course, that's one of the issues we have right now. There's the virus, and then there's the variants of the virus. T2 Biosystems. Up 22% saying its COVID panel test is capable of detecting multiple variants of the COVID-19 virus most recently identified in the UK, South Africa, and the US. Another stock that has been really flying here recently, and they have more going on than just COVID antigen. Quanterix, which is QTRX. That's a beautiful chart. That thing broke out yesterday to a new all-time high. Headquartered in Billerica, Maine, or Massachusetts. Got to believe that's somewhere near Boston. They develop ultra-sensitive digital immunoassay that advances precision health for the life sciences industry. But they're making news because the FDA issued an emergency use authorization for its Simoa COVID-19 protein antigen test that can be run on the Simoa HD analyzer. The test is intended for use with nasal pharyngeal samples. The company will be pushing authorization for additional sample types. But having said that, Quanterix, QTRX, has been showing up in my momentum screens. They have a lot going on at that company. It's currently ranked number 72 out of 5,611 QTRX with a momentum grade of A. So it's definitely on Bill Gunderson's watch list. Another one that's on my watch list is Catalent, CTLT. This one's been on my list for a while. This is a very profitable company. Their growth is not that spectacular, about 15% per year, but it's been ramping up recently. I like accelerating growth. Something is driving the growth at this Somerset, New Jersey company that provides delivery technology, development solutions, and clinical resources services to marketers. Well, you know, it's a kind of a picks and shovel company to the biotech industry. You've got all these biotechs, out there trying to come up with the product. Well, it takes a lot of picks and shovels and a lot of laboratory equipment and this kind of thing, and outsourcing. And Catalent is very big in this. I currently see CTLT, and it is in the news. I'll tell you why here in a minute. CTLT is currently, I do not own it, but it's on my watch list. It's currently ranked at number 163 out of 5,611. And the news on that stock today is that CFRA initiates coverage on Catalent with a strong buy and a price target of 125. The stock's currently at 117. Well, I've got a much bigger price target than that because I do five-year price targets. I have a price target almost double, 231 from where it is now. So that's another one on my watch list, CTLT Catalent, which is a $19 billion company. Always on the hunt for new stocks. Moderna expands their vaccine pipeline. Well, you know, we're going to find out if Moderna's a one-trick pony. But they are wanting to take their vaccine development program and tackle the flu. Well, we'll see. The seasonal flu, HIV, and the Nipah virus. virus. We'll keep our eye on Moderna going forward. Are they a one-trick pony, or can they develop some more vaccines? We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio. I love it when one of my listeners calls and corrects me when I misstated. It is a 737 that went down, but it wasn't a MAX. Okay, I just checked on that. It was a 26-year-old Boeing 737-500 that crashed 4 minutes after takeoff from Jakarta. So I love my listeners to my show. I appreciate being corrected on that. Okay, Zoom video. Is this thing a buy here? This was the stock of the year, probably the second. I got to give Tesla stock of the year in 2020. But Zoom video up 362%. In fact, in 2020, it was up 395%. 395%. Zoom, it was in the right place at the right time. We're not on the freeways much anymore, driving to work for that big meeting in the conference room at 9 a.m. anymore. We're all hooking up via the internet, via Zoom video or other different kinds of virtual types of software. Zoom is readying a stock offering of $1.5 billion. And I've heard some people say that Zoom is one of their top picks. I have a massive problem with the current valuation, however. It is trading at 116 times forward earnings. It has a massive PEG ratio. There's a lot of questions. I mean, the growth rate over the next 5 years ranges from 25% per year to 120% per year. I guess a lot of that depends on COVID and the course that that takes. But I currently do not own Zoom. And my biggest worry about Zoom, the chart is ugly. It's gone from $588 clear down to $337. Well, it's quietly lost about 70% of its value over the last 3 months. The one good thing I can say, it's getting very close to its 200-day moving average, which may provide a bounce, but if you're looking at the valuation, it's stretched. They're going to have 731% growth in earnings this year versus last year. But then it starts to level off, okay? And if the market is forward-looking, the market is definitely forward-looking. It's looking more at that leveling off than it is at the current growth. The market looks out about 12 to 18 months, sometimes 24 months. That's what it was doing back in March, April of this year. And that's why you had such a good buying opportunity. But not so. I don't see that in Zoom. We've got another IPO coming today. It's a Chinese biotech going public at $5 per share, if you got any interest there. Sage Therapeutics is another one that's in the news today. You know, there's some very promising biotechs out there right now. Sage is hitting a new high today. Biogen has disclosed an 11% stake in Sage. I put that one on my watch list. I kind of keep a watch list. I mean, the first group of stocks that I look at every day are obviously the stocks that I own. That's number one. Those are my current holdings, all right? And once I look through them, and I normally don't make any changes other than just to confirm that I still want to own this stock and that stock and this stock over here, then I start looking for potential new ones. And I did buy a new stock yesterday that I've never talked about on the air in my ultra growth portfolio, which had a monster year in 2020. If you get a two-week trial to my newsletter this week, you'll see that new stock that I bought yesterday in the ultra growth portfolio. That went out to all of my subscription, my live trading subscribers, and we bought it in our ultra growth portfolio here at Gunderson Capital Management. Tata Motors, a huge day. You know, I'm waiting for Tata to really announce we're getting into the EV business, because that'll, but this stock is launching right now. Believe it or not, maybe you don't remember when Tata actually bought Jaguar and Land Rover. We see a lot of Land Rovers in my neck of the woods. I see more Land Rovers than I see Teslas. Now, you go to California, you're going to see more Teslas and you're going to see Land Rovers. But Tata Motors, all of a sudden, their sales are just exploding to the upside. Boy, if they get into that EV market, look out. But who is getting into the EV market in a big way? GM. You know, all of these companies that want to make electric delivery vehicles, there's a ton of them right now. Guess what? GM wants that market, and they're going to go into it big time. I remember Mary Barra saying not too long ago, CEO of GM, that she would like to see everybody in an EV, in an electric vehicle. She is the CEO of GM, and there's a lot of buzz right now around GM making a hard push into the electric delivery vans business. All of these vans you see running around town, whether they're delivering bread or fresh fish or UPS or whatever, GM wants to get into that business. Well, you got to take a hard look at a lot of the stocks already in that sector that have been roaring here recently. GM could be a very formidable player. Penn National Gaming cracked $100 yesterday. I featured Penn on Monday. Ooh. That's a beautiful chart. Okay, I just talked about an ugly chart on Zoom, ZM. Penn, P-E-N-N, that is a fresh breakout today. By the way, if you go to Seeking Alpha, where we write one article a week, our last article, our most recent article was Penn, P-E-N-N. There's a lot of buzz in New York City. Penn is racing higher. It raced higher yesterday. It's racing higher again today after the move by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Ever hear of him? To go forward with online sports betting legislation. Well, that's a big market. It has investors looking at the long-term upside. I also noticed DraftKings had a pretty good day yesterday. And if you get more high population states to follow, well, you know, the way I look at it, you've got a lot of states, you've got a lot of municipalities that are hurting right now. COVID has been devastating on many of these cities and states. They're going to look to every source they possibly can for revenue. And gambling, sports gambling, seems to be a pretty easy one to adopt. Take a piece of the action. And that's why you're seeing the rally recently in the gambling, online gambling stocks. We own Penn, P-E-N-N, which is a beautiful chart here today. I featured NIO yesterday on the show, N-I-O. It had a pretty big day. It's up a little bit more today. A lot of times when these stocks rally, what do? They float a secondary offering. That's what NIO's doing. They're offering another $650 million worth of shares. Well, they need it for growth. And NIO's hitting a new all-time high right now, $63.25. We own NIO in our emerging growth portfolio, which is off to a huge start in 2021. Okay, one other one before we go to break. STEM. You heard of STEM? Probably not. STPK. Citron Research. This was a recent SPAC, an SPAC SPAC. STPK is looking at artificial intelligence energy, clean energy that is helped along by artificial intelligence. Citron Research, who is Andrew Left, a noted short seller, he's calling this stock, STPK, the most compelling and real story in the space since it changed its tune on Tesla to go long. Citron put out a $100 price target on STPK, which is currently at $33.80. It's a global energy storage stock. I would just remind you, however, that Andrew Left has been known for hyperbole in the past. But, hey, he calls it his best idea right now. It's worth putting on your watch list, STPK. This is Bill Gunderson, B-I-L-L. We'll be right back. You got to go. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio on this Tuesday, 2021. NASDAQ up 42, Dow up 43. We're kind of mired in those areas. That seems to be where the market is settling in right now. The strength in the market, kind of hard to tell right now. I'm seeing some strength here in the hydrogen fuel stocks. I'm seeing some strength in the outsourcing stocks such as Etsy, Fiverr, Upwork. Tesla's back on the move today, up 6.3%. Baidu's been on the move here recently. They're getting into the electric vehicle business. I think I'll announce I'm getting into the electric vehicle. Well, I told Paul, let's come up with a battery-driven scooter that runs, or skateboard that runs, no, roller skates that run on solar power and go public in a SPAC. That's how to become a billionaire overnight. The Chinese auto vehicle stocks, Li Auto's doing well today. Boyd is doing well today. I'm going to go with the semiconductor stock. I like the chip stock. Believe it or not, there's this move that we keep hearing about, that the market is moving to cyclicals. Well, believe it or not, the chip sector is a cyclical sector. It's absolutely a cyclical sector, meaning it ebbs and flows with the economy. I don't know about Bank of America saying that after lukewarm years, chip stocks are ready to take off. It seems to me like they've been doing just fine all along. But anyways, Bank of America is now getting onto the chip bandwagon, saying that the chips are ready to take off. And they then go on to say, let's get cyclical. Was that a song by Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Cyclical? The growth rate over the next several years should be healthy. Here's who Bank of America likes: Applied Materials, Lam Research, KLA Tencor, Teradyne, and a few others. But I'm going to feature one that's pretty much under the radar. I've known about this little company for a long time because it's from my hometown of San Diego, and it's hitting a new all-time high today. And you can find a fresh article about Kohu, C-O-H-U, on Seeking Alpha. So it's not like, you know, we just pick stocks because they have a good chart. That's just one leg of that stool that I like to stand on to support my decisions. Valuation is a big part of the decision. Momentum, performance is another big part of the decision. Now, I got to be honest, Kohu has been a subpar performer for years. Qualcomm was the same way. But the 5G revolution has all of a sudden helped a lot of these stocks wake up. And in fact, Qualcomm is one of my top picks in the 5G space. Well, Kohu's a much smaller player, but they are also a top pick from us in the 5G space. This is a small cap stock. In fact, more like a micro cap stock. It's $1.9 billion in market capitalization. But all of a sudden, you've got a company that is waking up and riding the 5G bandwagon. Listen to their last three quarters, up 133%. This is earnings, up 750%, up 125%. It's just kind of taking off the runway as far as earnings growth. Now, will it continue? Well, it's expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by 35% per year. That's the consensus out there on Yahoo if you look at the earnings estimates, analyst earnings estimates. It's trading at 17 times forward earnings. Remember what I said about Zoom? It's trading at 163 times forward earnings. Kohu's trading at 17 times with an expected growth rate of 35%. That means it's trading at one half of its growth rate, if these numbers are right by the analysts. I have an $88 target price on Kohu. It's currently trading at $45.76. It's breaking out to new all-time highs today. From a momentum grade point of view, it's an A+. In fact, it started showing up on my A+ screens about 8 weeks ago, somewhere in there. I started saying, Kohu's breaking out? I can't believe it. That stock was just mired in the low teens for so many years. I've kind of followed it over the years. In fact, I had some clients back in San Diego that worked for Kohu. So it currently has a momentum grade of A+, a performance grade of A-, and a value grade of A. And that puts it at number 108 out of 5,611. Boy, I love my Best Stocks Now app. And it's just a couple of months ago. I mean, it was 3 months ago. This stock was ranked number 1,007. And all of a sudden, 2 months ago, it showed up on my screens because it entered into my top 300 at number 282. Now it's at 108, and we own it in our emerging growth portfolio. C-O-H-U. C-O-H-U. Kohu. We'll make that our featured stock of the day. It's in our emerging growth portfolio, which is our double A. This is a double A stock. This is not a large cap dividend payer. It's not a blue chip. It's not a large cap growth stock. It's not even an ultra growth stock yet. It's an emerging growth stock that seems to be emerging with the 5G revolution, with no guarantees going forward. All right, well, if you would like to get in touch with us, I guess we take a slice. There are some people out there. In fact, there's a big slice of people that still want a little bit more active investing in their portfolios as opposed to this stodgy old asset allocation, cookie-cutter McDonald hamburger style of investing. One size fits all. Mediocrity across the board is what the way I see it. And I continue to do what I do. If you'd like to get in touch with us, 855-611-BEST. That's a toll-free number anywhere in America, 855-611-BEST. You can set up an appointment virtual over the phone. You don't have to show your face. We can do it over the phone if you want. Or just sample my newsletter, see if we're doing okay over here at Gunderson Capital with the portfolios that I manage. GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.